From the trusted team behind 48 Hours, welcome to Case by Case, your weekly update on the biggest true crime stories unfolding right now.
Nick Reiner remains in custody without bail.
Luigi Mangione accused of stalking and gunning down United Healthcare CEO Brian Thompson.
From high-profile trials and stunning evidence to major breaks in cold cases, we'll follow it all case by case. Follow and listen to 48 Hours Case by Case wherever you get your podcasts.
With all this news flow surrounding the first congressional district and the gubernatorial race, we forget that the legislative session just sort of ended. And hit a little recap from Ken Dixon from CT Insider joining us here in Brian and Company. Are you rested up, sir?
Arguably, thanks. But we're sharks and we must feed, Brian.
It's true. So many different things. You know, before I get you to do some sort of, you know, specific stuff, like, what were your overall thoughts on the session in terms of, like, accomplishments, what didn't get picked up? Like, you don't have to get into the details, but, like, relative to other past off-year budget sessions, how was it?
Well, you know, it's a budget adjustment year. They passed way too many bills out of committee, 600 bills. Are 120, 130 going to become law? Maybe in a long year, it's been about 170. The thing I like the most is that they found the $300 million for that early childhood endowment that by next year is going to allow families making less than $100,000 to have free child care, which is, you know, if we can generate enough job vacancies, it should be making life a little more affordable. There's the word. Drink. Affordable.
Yeah, you know, it's interesting because there's a lot of efforts to deal with affordability, and we went from some sort of rebate to this big tranche of $500 million to, you know, I'm curious, then we'll turn to education money, though, because why they, after 13 years of doing nothing, why this year? Like, who made that happen?
It could be an election year, Brian. you know, they've got the surplus. I mean, it was really getting, you know, gross. The ECS formula was, these towns were way, way behind, and it was a reval year. Local people were looking at double-digit tax increases, and that's going to help ratchet that back. I just think the answer is it was time, finally time, and they still have surpluses. That's one of the reasons why I want to see a third term for Lamont, just hoping that he has to deal with a deficit, the kind of deficit that Dan Malloy had to deal with. But that's just the silly side of me.
You think that in the next 4 years there will be start to be deficits?
I don't know. I'm not an economist.
Listen, you talk about election year politics. You know, the cell phone bill seemed to have pretty much consensus support, but it doesn't go through. Is that because too many voting moms and dads didn't want it?
Too many voting moms and dads in the Senate. Senate didn't want it. I mean, you could argue that most school districts, according to my colleague Natasha Sokoloff, who's been reporting it, most of these districts already have some kind of rules. You know, it wasn't a hill that Ned Lamont was going to die on. Let's put it that way.
Yeah. Well, speaking of that, you know, when it comes to the guardrails, which are up for renewal in 2028, we're talking with Ken Dixon from CT Insider. Again, go to ctinsider.com if you want to read his material. The guardrail,
there's a word for it, Brian.
His content, his copy, his reporting. The guardrails, have they been fully, like, violated? I mean, are they still in place? It seems like they find ways to work around it. So I don't know how to characterize it to people.
Well, we always called it off budget. You know, you can go back to, like, the mid-90s when John Rowland was, you know, putting quasi-publics out of the state budget just to get them away from the bottom line. You know, they're going to find a way that, you know, they had that $500 million, the contingency fund, I call it, that the governor's got now. I think it's down to 330 or so. As long as there's still surpluses, they're going to find a way to use that money.
You know, nationally, so many of the issues coming out of 2024 election was that the criticism of Democrats was that they weren't focusing enough on kitchen table, right? But a lot of social, like really, really volatile social issues were pushed through. I mean, we're talking guns, homeschooling, vaccines, immigration stuff. Are you surprised at how intense that stuff, that they pushed for that stuff more, almost as much as the kitchen table stuff?
You know, the homeschooling was like kids were dying. They were off the radar. And all of a sudden, the parent-directed learners, quote unquote, they have to check in once a year via, you know, an email. That's not a hardship to me, anyway.
I don't disagree, but the original bill got into the curriculum and all that other stuff, though, too.
Yeah, oh, yeah. Well...
I'm Anna Garcia, host of True Crime News, the podcast. Every week, we bring you in-depth coverage on cases making headlines, as well as those that go under the radar. Tune in for Murders That Defy Explanation, Mystery Seeking Exploration, and Shocking Secrets That Will Leave You Breathless. Each week, we honor the victims by going beyond the salacious in our search for justice. Crime never stops. And neither do we. Listen to True Crime News, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
A little overreach at the start of the session. Yeah, that provokes everybody. And, you know, I ran into a lot of interesting parents and their kids. I was like giving mini tours of the Capitol to people. It's, you know, I mean, the vast majority of these people, I mean, if you have the time to teach your kids and you're paying local property taxes too, I mean that's a commitment.
Yeah it totally is. Ken Dixon joining us here from CT Insider. Anything else that people maybe haven't talked about enough that happened that maybe we should know about?
Those smaller out-of-state lobsters are going to be able to be sold, but like it's like a quarter inch on the carapace from Maine that should help
your lobster roll prices.
Your $40 lobster roll, enjoy. I don't know, the AI bill, I kind of like the AI bill because the governor had been hammer and tongs with James Maroney, the senator from Milford, for like 3 or 4 years on that. Some parental safeguards, some kids safeguards. The local funding's increase is important. The convertible pistols, it's like, who knew that a Lego piece could turn your Glock into an automatic? The criminals, as Paul Ciccarelli said in the Senate, the ban's not going to affect criminals, but I don't know what the stats are on pistols that are seized. I think I remember Steve Stafstrom saying that it's noticeable. So maybe if they're not sold in the state in another year or so, maybe it'll be safer. I don't know.
Hey, is the U.S. going to do anything good in the World Cup?
Oh, man, no.
Yeah, it doesn't look good. It doesn't feel good, right?
No, but I think there's still a chance for us to get $40 tickets eventually.
Nobody shows up.
Yeah, plus the 150 round trip from Grand Central to whatever they're calling the Meadowlands now. Yeah, I'm not excited about that. It's like putting these guys together. It's like it's not as exciting as the English Premier League and my Crystal Palace guys.
Yeah. Well, you're a Crystal Palace guy, huh? My son's a Tottenham guy. Listen, Ken, we appreciate it. Yeah,
ooh.
They almost got relegated. They might still. Listen, have a great day, Ken. Still. We appreciate it.
Okay, Brian.
You know, over the years, I've seen it all. So now I'm sharing it all. Join me for Unfiltered Talks with the names you love on my new podcast, On Par with Maury Povich. Follow and listen to On Par wherever you get your podcasts.